Greetings, dear friends, and the Savior's worthy name. If you happen to be one of those who has no interest in what I'm about to share with you, I'd like to tell you there are millions that will gladly exchange places for you. And here they are. If the message of the gospel were offered those in hell, and sinners doomed once more could share the gospel-saved one's tale, how quickly they would grasp the news, which once they did ignore, confess the Son of God as Lord, be saved forevermore. But oh, no hope like this can come. The die for them is cast. They sold their souls for things of time. Salvation's day is past. My friend, in time believe in Christ who bore your judgment all. Christ suffered, died, and rose again. Be wise and heed his call. Will you join me in prayer? Our God, we are thankful for those who are outside of hell today. And for all outside of hell, there is a Christ that will give them eternal life. And Father, we pray that some listener today will realize that if he or she dies in their sin, hell will be their eternal destiny, no hope forevermore. But Lord, as long as they're outside of hell, there is a Christ who will receive them, a Christ who will bless them, Christ who will give them eternal life. Bless every listener, Father, who knows the living man in the glory of the Lord Jesus, and may each of us be faithful in telling all the world there is no gospel for those in hell. But there is salvation for all outside of hell who will turn to our Lord Jesus. Bless every listener today, Father, and meet their needs as we do give you thanks in the Savior's worthy name. Amen. I have a few copies of this poem entitled No Gospel for Hell, and if you'll write, we'll be glad to drop one in the mail to you. Now we want to consider the subject that we have been considering during several recent broadcasts, and that is the person and work of our Lord Jesus. When we began this series a number of weeks ago, we considered the fact that the Bible is the Word of God, inspired, infallible, God's revelation to man. And then we began to consider the truth of the greatness of Almighty God, God Jehovah, God Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God, yet revealed in three miraculous persons. And we have been speaking during the last broadcast or two about the person and work of the Lord Jesus. And I want to share with you today from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed, thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth, and they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to the rest. By the grace of God, we preach Christ. We preach Christ, a person, not Christ, a doctrine. We preach Christ, the eternal God. Christ, the incarnate Son. Christ, the suffering Savior. Christ, the Lamb of God, upon the altar of Calvary's cross. Christ, the resurrected, ascended, and coming King of kings and Lord of all lords. Friend of mine, we, that is those who sponsor this program, those Christians with whom we gather, we know him, the Lord Jesus. We love him. Not only so, we endorse him, and we recommend him to you 100%. Anytime we recommend a friend, it has to be with some reservation, because all of us, at best, fall so far short of the standard of perfection. But not so with our Lord Jesus. Friend, what a joy it would be to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd be glad to come into your home. We'd be glad to talk with you over the telephone. We'd be glad to meet you and have the thrill and the joy of taking the Word of God and introducing you to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Just as a mutual friend may introduce two of his friends who do not know each other, that's exactly what the Christian witness does. He takes two people, the Lord Jesus that he knows so well, and another individual, perhaps you, and he introduces them to the Lord Jesus. Will you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your friend, your Savior, your Redeemer, your King, your Master, your Lord? Friend, we would love to introduce you today to the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Could we just share with you today in the time allotted to us a few things about him? We have considered previously that he has always existed. He has eternal existence. And yet, in order to come into this world and to carry on his earthly ministry, he had to have a physical birth. That is, he was born of the Virgin Mary after being conceived of God the Holy Spirit. He lived a sinless life, which resulted in blessing being brought to countless thousands. And yet there came a time when he was perjured. That is, the witnesses perjured against him. They lied about him. They mocked him. They gave him what was called a trial, but it was one of the greatest miscarriages of justice that we know anything about. He experienced a cruel death, a death that was not lawful for a Hebrew to have. This was a Roman form of punishment. And yet the Lord Jesus was nailed to that cross, affixed there, because he wanted to redeem and ransom through his blood the likes of us. And while hanging there in my place and yours, he was forsaken, not only by his disciples, but by the Father. And there on the cross, that Holy One, that sinless One, that One from eternity past, became identified and acquainted with sin, mine and yours. But we rejoice today, beloved, because the grave could not hold him. Death could not contain him. I once heard of a man who prided himself on his unbelief. He was talking to a devout Christian one day, and he mockingly said, "Christianity, what's that? It would be easy enough to start a religion like that." "Sure," commented the listening Christian. "All you have to do is get yourself crucified, and then 3 days later, arise from the grave." Yes, that's all there is to it. Of course, we might mention, too, you need to be sinless to start with, for that was the case with our Lord Jesus. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, declares the gospel to be how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, that is, the disciples. He was also seen of about 500 brethren at one time. He was seen of James and of all the apostles. And Paul says, "And last of all, he was seen of me." Today we could speak much about the fact that he arose and give all the arguments. We could cite the evidence that's in favor of the fact of the resurrection. We could take the arguments that oppose and show just reason, while we align ourselves with scriptural reference and with historical evidence that back a physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the grave. But frankly, I much prefer to use the time, this precious radio time, exalting him who is alive and gives daily evidence of his living amongst us. I say we could deal with these pro and con arguments, but I'd rather simply rest upon the word of God, thus saith the Lord, instead of trying to argue or debate the fact. Just believe what God says. He is a living Savior. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He promised to arise, and that he did. And I'd rather spend the time seeking to draw men into a closer, more intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If there are listeners who want to go into these various thoughts concerning it, we'd be glad to meet with you. We'd be glad, some of us, to come into your home or meet you somewhere and share with you from the Word of God what the Scripture teaches. But today, I just want to take these moments that are left and rejoice in the truth of God. He lives. And because he lives, I live also. And because he lives, I shall live for all eternity. This is the record that God has given unto us, eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. Those who don't have the Son of God don't have life. He says, I've written these things unto you who believe on the name of the Son of God, so you can know that you're going to heaven. Friend of mine, if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's alive, exalted, honored, glorified, being given preeminence at the right hand of the Father. He's up there in heaven. And yet by the very Spirit of God, he says, I'll never leave you. Lo, I'm with you always. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, Christ in you, the hope of glory. True enough, from Luke chapter 23, we read that they begged the body of Jesus. They wrapped it in linen. They laid it in a sepulcher, a new grave, wherein ne'er before had a man been privileged to lay. I've had the privilege of being in Israel. I've had the privilege of being in that garden and standing there at the door of the tomb. I've had the privilege of stepping into that tomb where they tell us once lay the body of God the Son. Oh, I tell you, it's a thrill. It's a spine-tingling thrill to realize that we were standing on resurrection soil. That grave that once held the body is empty now. There are no ashes. There is no dust. Why? Because the angel was able to say, he is not here, but is risen. And those disciples who met the Master on the road to Emmaus, they said, he expounded unto us in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. And did not our hearts burn within us while he opened to us the Scriptures? Friends, we not only preach Christ crucified, but bless God, we preach Christ resurrected. We preach a living Savior. He is not here. He is risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay. They kept their appointment with the Lord. Some worshiped, the Scripture tells us. And there the resurrection Christ promised them just before he went back to heaven, all power is given unto me. Go ye and disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the ages. Friends, if you know him, love him and serve him. If you don't know him, give your heart to him today. Be born again. Receive Jesus Christ, and he'll forgive you and give you eternal life. Amen.